Hi there, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses, and today we're looking at an writing task 2. The question is, if people go to live in another country, they should follow the customs and traditions of the new country. To what extent do you agree or disagree? So for this one, I decided to do something different, and I decided to go with a completely strong opinion right from the start. There's nothing wrong with this. Don't feel you always have to put both points of view. The question's asking you to what extent do you agree or disagree, and as long as you're giving full, well-supported answers with examples, making sure that your opinion is clear and why you think so, then that will actually strengthen your argument, and the examiner will be convinced by it and feel that your confidence is something that is worth rewarding. So here is my example. In my opinion, going to live in another country has a great deal in common with being a guest in someone else's house. Whatever you may think of your host's rules, and however frustrating such restrictions may be, you have to remain conscious of the fact that you are a guest, and therefore show great respect in order to maintain harmony and to ensure a more enjoyable experience for everyone concerned. The whole purpose of visiting another country is to sample a different culture, and anyone who is in the fortunate and privileged position of being able to do this must make the most of every opportunity to adapt, for example, by learning the language. This will make the experience a more positive one for both the individual and the community in which they live. Having said that, I am not suggesting that visitors have to go to the extremes of, say, adopting a different religion. Indeed, foreign places become even more interesting to visit when they themselves embrace diversity. For instance, by encouraging a wide range of ethnic shops and restaurants. The UK would certainly be a very dull place if all its visitors abandoned their own cuisine and adopted British eating habits. To conclude, I find the thought of British expats ruining beautiful unspoilt holiday resorts with fish and chip shops and loud antisocial behaviour depressing. Wearing revealing clothes or taking selfies in sacred places can also cause great offence and should not be tolerated. If people are not prepared to moderate their behaviour to suit the host country, then I would suggest that they stay at home. So this really is quite an opinionated essay, and you might totally disagree with what this person has said, but there's nothing offensive in this essay. It has a moderate side. The first paragraph says that you believe that you should maybe learn the language or try and adapt because you're a guest, and those are all the positive things. Then there's another side. So, you know, the question was, to what extent do you agree or disagree? So the other side shows a kind of a softer side. You're saying, okay, I don't expect people to completely change their religion. It gives some positive aspects about why it's important to maintain diversity. And the example of British food, you know, if everybody stopped eating their lovely Indian food, for example, and started eating fish and chips, it would be certainly awful. So I'm not saying that people should go to extremes, but I do give examples of what happens when people refuse to change. And one quite well-known example is when you go to Spain and it's just full of British people who just want to eat fish and chips. Of course, that's just my opinion. It's just an example, but it is a strong opinion in this essay, and I think it is argued clearly without being too extreme. So if you have any questions about that, have a look on my Facebook and you'll see the full post, and try and write your own. Thanks for listening. Bye.